with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Nebraska will become the first state to implement new work requirements for some people with Medicaid health insurance. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Nebraska's Republican governor announced that the requirement would take effect in the state May 1st and could impact about 30,000 people who have slightly higher incomes than traditional Medicaid beneficiaries. The law, signed by President Trump earlier this month, mandates that people ages 19 to 64 who have Medicaid coverage, work or perform community service at least 80 hours a month, or be enrolled in school at least half-time to receive and keep coverage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. military has intensified its operations against suspected drug trafficking vessels that are believed to be originating from Venezuela. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says he has viewed videos of the strikes and reviewed the legal justification for the military action.
He's designated a handful of cartels as terrorist organizations, transnational, because they're moving people and drugs into the United States, and 100,000 people a year are dying from the poison. So he's right to do that. And just like we've done in other parts of the world, the commander-in-chief, then the Department of War, and then, of course, who he designates, Admiral Bradley, has the ability to take out those terrorists who are on a mission to poison Americans.
The Missouri Republican made his comment to the Salem Radio Network. Power has been restored to most of the 130,000 homes and businesses affected by a massive outage in San Francisco. Pacific Gas and Electric Company crews restored electricity to about 110,000 customers by Sunday morning. They are still working on restoring power to the remaining 21,000. The outage began Saturday afternoon by a fire at a substation. This is SRN News. The Barna Group looks at 25 years of U.S. religious data.
The news is not good. In 2000, 74% of self-identified Christians in this country said that their faith was an important part of their daily life. In 2025, it's 54%, a 20-point decline. Barna says, quote, when belief ceases to carry weight in a person's worldview, Christian practices tend to follow suit. Barna also reports that amongst Christians, as 31% believe they have a personal responsibility to spread the gospel, down from 35% in 2000. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama are asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum. This is SRN News. The statue of a young black civil rights pioneer takes its place in the U.S. Capitol, representing Virginia.
Unveiled Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall is the statue of Barbara Rose Johns, who in 1951, at 16 years old in Farmville, Virginia, led a student strike for equal education that led to the NAACP filing a lawsuit that would become one of the five cases the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown v. Board of Education. Her statue replaces one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed several years ago. Donna Warner, Washington.
Thousands of mourners have gathered at Sydney's Bondi Beach to mark a week since two gunmen targeted a Jewish festival, killing 15 people. The attack has spurred Australian governments to act against anti-Semitism and tighten gun controls. More details at srnnews.com.